Welcome to the Career Espresso podcast. I'm Amanda, career and leadership coach and founder of Ready to Rise. It's my mission to help women navigate the workplace with clarity and confidence so they can get the careers they truly deserve. In each episode, I'll be sharing actionable tools and strategies that will help you be more successful and tackle those tough workplace topics. Whether you're early on in your career, returning from a career break, or stepping into your first leadership role, I'm here to help you take control of your career. Quite simply, it's work and careers done your way in the same time it takes to drink your morning coffee. Let's jump right in and get to work on the career you know you deserve. Hello, and welcome back to Career Espresso. Many of us only turn to a career coach when we are feeling stuck, in need of a little extra motivation, or we urgently need to be held accountable to get stuff that really matters across the finish line. These are the top reasons most of my clients get in touch to inquire about how coaching could help them. Whilst these are all excellent reasons to start working with a coach, it's also important to consider how you can adopt some of the mindset management techniques that a coach will use to help you get focus when you need it most. I actively encourage my clients to develop these techniques as, however much they value my support, there's going to come a time when our work together ends, and I want to do my best to ensure that they can maintain their brilliant progress long into the future. By practicing coaching techniques in your own day-to-day work, you can rest assured that you'll be well equipped to handle the big changes and challenges as they head your way. In today's episode, I'm going to take a look at the 6 tried and tested self-coaching techniques that I use with my clients that you can adapt to be your very own career coach. 1. Be self-reflective. One of the most important considerations in taking charge of your own career coaching is to think objectively about your work, experiences, and the feedback you receive. By getting organised, you can record and create structured opportunities to be self-reflective about the choices you make each day and why you are motivated to take certain actions. Without the structure of a formal coach checking in on your progress, you're going to need to create designated techniques that will help you to be introspective about your objectives. Make a daily practice of stopping to think about your why. Much like daily opportunities for physical health and movement at the gym, your self-awareness will help you think more deliberately about your actions, thought patterns, and decisions, which, to be honest with you, is the key to really unlock some of this learning. 2, play to your strengths. A big reason you might be motivated to become your own career coach is that you're looking to change things up in your professional life. Whether you're looking for a new job or promotion from your current role, maybe moving into a new sector, or even starting your own business, pivoting to a new space means you will not only be learning as you go, but you'll also be looking to impress others and build those key relationships. Instead of worrying about all the things you need to learn and do to get there, start by focusing on where you already excel. Keep a list of times when you've been congratulated for your work or you've felt at your absolute best in your career. Brainstorm additional ways that you can creatively lean into these skills, stuff that you're already amazing at. A few questions to get you started go a little bit like this. What are you good at that's required for your job? Where have you had success at work so far? What have others told you you're good at? What gives you energy at work, or when do you feel you're most energized? 3. Set and manage your career goals. A major component of career coaching is setting and managing your goals. I know it sounds easy, but trouble is that this step can often feel a little bit overwhelming when you first start taking charge of your career. So begin your goal setting process by thinking about the areas that you might like to learn more about, spend energy on, or specifically improve in. Spend some time auditing your interests and concerns and sit down to set some exact goals. We're not talking smart goals, we're talking exact goals. I'll explain what that means in a moment. And these are going to help you set intentions that you can actually make progress on and measure how you perform in a few different ways. Exact goals, so it's an acronym. First bit, E, stands for explicit. So the goals are succinct and they've got one focus. They're not just a collection of broad ideas or concepts. They need to be specific. Now, this is a bit of a cheat. It's X, exciting. I do apologise about that. I didn't make the model. So they're positively framed and they're inspiring. So if you write your goals down, you want to read them and feel great about them instead of thinking, oh, it's just another thing that I should be doing. You don't want to put that on yourself. A is for assessable. This means you can measure your progress that you make. So you know, how am I doing? You know, where do I need to improve? Where do I need to spend more time and energy? C is for challenging. So they give you an element of stretch, not so much that you feel stressed, stretch, not stressed. And they will help you make changes in your career. And T, the last letter, is time framed. So you can set deadlines and track your goal progress. For example, I want to secure a new job in 6 months' time. Four, track your progress. Let me just mention this a little bit in the exact model. Now that you've reflected on your goals and you've got yourself some measurable benchmarks to start with, it's really important to create systems and check-ins so you can track your progress during your self-career coaching. I'd really encourage the use of a regular career journal to hold yourself accountable here. I was very recently reminded of the power of progress and building on small wins when I wanted to get more strength work into my exercise routine. It's an area I've not really bothered with that much and recently found that that's a bit of a problem. A recent round of me versus some rather overgrown hedges made me determined not to feel quite so achy next time I needed to tackle one of those big garden jobs. So what I went and did, I signed up to an online program with a qualified personal trainer that really encouraged you, so it was kind of around women's health, to set small goals, starting with very light dumbbells, that was probably all I could manage, and build up to more reps and eventually heavier weights. 5 weeks in, and I'm really pleased with the progress I'm making and that I've created not only, you know, meeting that goal of doing strength work, but also an exercise habit for the longer term. A similar method can be applied to your career, where you learn to celebrate progress instead of aiming for perfection from day one. Start by creating some measures of success to determine exactly what areas you want to work on. Here's some self-reflective questions to help you track your progress and think about what areas of growth you've already made, because there will be some. So, what is one lesson, or lessons if you've got lots, that I learned today? Did anyone compliment or comment on my work today? If so, what did they say? What is one big thing that I managed to accomplish today? And what is one way that I can go above and beyond tomorrow? Five, commit to improvement. Probably the hardest part of career coaching, and often one of the primary reasons people hire a coach in the first place, is their ability to stick to a plan. Self-reflection, strength definition, goal setting, and tracking your progress don't really mean a thing if you're not able to wake up each morning, map out your day, and have that ability to stay on task with where you really want to go. It's about showing up consistently to set yourself up for success. So here's a way, or a few ways, you can work on doing that. Start each morning by mapping out the day that lies ahead of you. Create your to-do list the evening before, so you're probably doing that before you shut the laptop for the day, or block out time on your calendar to make sure that everything gets done. Visualize success. So it can be really hard, I know, to get, you know, above that small detail, but you need to stop getting caught up in the small details, and you need to plan where you want to go with your career and visualize that future success. So it's about something that's bigger rather than just right where you are now. Sharing with a friend can also help. Whilst you may be coaching yourself, it doesn't stop you from sharing your ideas with others. In fact, Letting trusted friends or colleagues in on your goals and intentions is often a brilliant way to hold yourself accountable if you might struggle with that. And 6, stop the comparison game. Last but not least, be sure that you take care of yourself. And this includes your mental and emotional health whilst you're digging deep and being your own coach. Thinking intensely about your own areas of improvement can easily slip into comparing yourself to others and not necessarily in a very positive way. Try to remember that the best way to coach yourself is to consider your unique values and contributions, not somebody else's. Try some shine theory. And this is a great thing. It focuses on helping someone else to be their best, and you rely on their help in return. Shine theory is a commitment to asking, would we be better as collaborators rather than competitors? The answer is almost always yes. I'll pop a link to Shine Theory in the show notes too. Investing in brilliant women around you and celebrating as you and your peers rise to the top together is at the heart of Shine Theory. In the meantime, try to stop the comparison game. Here's some ways you can work on doing that. Recognize your triggers and give them a label. This is a great way to stop those feelings of comparison before they take hold. Keep a gratitude jar. You can do this, I would recommend a physical jar, but you can do it digitally if that helps. Place a note inside the jar. One thing you feel grateful for each day, could be more. Try and get at least one. And then get to the end of the week, empty the jar and read them all out. Set limits for all your social media apps each day too. This is a deep well of compare and despair for most of us. And if you find yourself exceeding your limits and it's having an impact, maybe remove the apps from your phone altogether. Use comparison as a motivation to improve. If you're sitting there and you find yourself being envious of what someone else has, try to examine that, step back. And if it's healthy motivation, so you know maybe you're aspiring to mirror elements of what they're doing, try to use this as a guide for what you want. So rather than trying to be exactly like them, think about how it could work for you. For all this to work, you need to be coachable. This means being open to criticism, both your own and what you might get from others. It means knowing that career success is not about the simple right or wrong. It's not always that easy, but it's a series of decisions, all of which will provide you with experience and ultimately help you to grow. As ever, I'd like to leave you with this week's career coaching question, which is one that will help keep you on track with your goals when you meet the inevitable barriers or blockers, or, let's be frank, when your energy is low. Next time you do the work on mapping out your goals, take a moment to ask yourself this. If I achieve this goal, what will be different? I'd love to know how you get on with this question. If you need help getting unstuck or simply want to get clear on what your career options are before you make a decision, I can help. Subscribe to my new free career development and coaching community, which supports women to get the careers they really want. We'll be having our first coaching sessions in May too. I'll pop the link in the show notes. That's everything for today's episode, and thanks for listening to Career Expresso. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps the show to grow, not to mention giving feedback to make future episodes even more useful to you. And don't forget to share the show details with your friends and colleagues too. As ever, you can reach me on Instagram, LinkedIn, by email and at weareadytorise.com. And if you want to take control of your career and you're not sure how to get started, why not subscribe to my weekly Work Your Way newsletter? It lands in your inbox every Thursday lunchtime and shares career and workplace tips that you can implement with ease. Find the sign-up link in the show notes. See you next week for another new episode of Career Expresso. Bye for now.